So this is where we stop. You've made it through all six segments. And if you stayed with it, fully, honestly, then you know this wasn't just a course. It was a mirror, a slow unfolding, a quiet confrontation with things you didn't ask for, but still carry. I want to say something clearly. This is hard work. Not because the concepts are complicated, but because they touch things you've lived through, things you've internalized, things you've done, things that were done to you. Unconscious bias isn't just a social issue. It's personal. It's in your voice, your posture, your silence. And seeing it for the first time, really seeing it, can feel like losing your footing. But that's not collapse. That's transformation. I didn't build this course to perform virtue. I built it to make space, for discomfort, for memory, for change that doesn't announce itself, but alters everything. I've carried biases I couldn't name. I believed stories that weren't mine. I've edited myself to fit rooms that never fit me back. And I have misread others, because I was reading through someone else's lens. But I have also paused. I asked. And I learned. And slowly, I've started to move through the world differently. If something stirred in you during this course, a moment you regret, a habit you want to break, a truth you didn't want to see but can't unsee now, please know this. That's not shame. That's awakening. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You don't have to become perfect. But you do have to stay honest, stay present, stay willing. Because the culture you long for, the one that makes room for people to show up whole, it doesn't exist without you. So if you walk away from this course with just one thing, let it be this. You will not always get it right. But the fact that you're willing to try, that's the beginning of a different world. I'm grateful you took this path. And if you ever find yourself slipping back into old rhythms, if you find the fog settling in again, come back to this pause. Come back to yourself. Because clarity isn't just a tool. It's an act of care. And the more you practice it, for others, for the system, for yourself, the more possible everything becomes. Like Maya Angelou was saying, do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. If this course brought something to the surface, a memory, a conversation, a shift. I hope you'll carry it forward. Maybe write about it. Maybe talk to someone about it. Maybe just let it live in your next interaction. Your awareness matters. Your presence matters. And if you ever forget that, come back here. You're not alone.